So you heard the announcement before Mass that the diocese, I think virtually all dioceses, are asking us to refrain for a period of time from using the holy water fonts. But I decided that, and I kind of half jokingly said, in this holy water shortage period that we're in right now, but I wanted to provide holy water for all of you. And so you'll see it on the table there in the narthex if you haven't already. And that's that Epiphany holy water. So exorcists claim it's very, very powerful. So help yourself to that. And I should have plenty of supply going forward too. So we're fine here at St. Mary's during the holy water shortage. But anyways, we're experiencing this period where people don't know what to make of this virus that's going on. And so one of the things that we're going to do is, I was trying to wait to not do a 54-day Rosary Novena because we're doing the consecration to St. Joseph. And then we got the big 54 that we do every year from August 15th to October 7th. But it's like God wrestled me to the ground and said, no, we should do this. And so if you haven't seen the communication yet, you can go to Roman Catholic Man and see it there. But then please join the United States Grace Force. So there's close to 60,000 people already part of that. And that's what we do. We do what we call spiritual warfare campaigns. And we found that the 54-day Rosary Novena is particularly powerful. And so we've been doing that for about 4 years now. And so please join that. And then you get the prayers and the reflections every morning in your email. For you to use. Also, the little booklet that I made, 54-day Rosary, 54-day Basic Training in Holiness is what it's called, if you want to do it in book form. So there's all kinds of ways to do it. But here, it starts tomorrow, okay? So I counted backwards from St. Joseph the Worker on May 1st to 54 days back, and that would be tomorrow. So March 9th will be day one of the 54-day Rosary Novena. We're actually calling this the 54-day Three Hearts Novena for protection and provision. And so we're actually calling out to God to protect us. You know, people are kind of, they don't know what to make of this virus and things like that. But protection in general, it could be. Because why? Because St. Joseph, he's the foster father, okay, of the Holy Family. And don't we know that fathers are the protectors and the providers? And we're calling it Three Hearts, too, because we're seeing this as adding the chaste heart of St. Joseph to the Sacred Heart, Immaculate Heart, which we've done a lot with those, okay, with devotions and things like that. But this year, we're giving some great attention to St. Joseph. So now we're adding the third heart, okay? So it's a powerful novena, all three hearts, and we're pulling out all the guns, right? And so that starts tomorrow. It's a rosary with some little prayers added to it. It is all. So it'll take you an extra few minutes is all from your typical rosary. And so please plan to be a part of that. And I want to talk about being a part of that in a second here. But then the last thing I want to alert you to is next weekend, God continues to bless us here at St. Mary's. I got to know Jason Jones. He's a Catholic, very popular Catholic speaker. He's a pro-life advocate, warrior, actually. And he's a producer of films. And the one that's the most popular is the movie Bella. He produced that. But I heard him speak many months ago. And he's one of the best speakers I've ever seen. He's funny. He's interesting. He's really, really good, okay? One of the best speakers I've ever seen, and I was at the table with him at Pro Life Wisconsin's benefit, and we kind of hit it off. Anyway, he's speaking next weekend at the Men of Christ, and he contacted me and let me know, hey, I'm in the area, I'll come and speak for free at your parish if you want. Wow, which is really cool, because he's kind of expensive. We wanted to have him here, and he's like, yeah, out of my price range. But so that's happening. So we're after 9:15 Mass, okay, one of the things we're going to do is go up to the church or up to this gym for a brunch and hear Jason Jones give an amazing talk. But here's the other thing we're doing next weekend. The Knights of Columbus decided, and they just implemented it this year, so we're one of the first ones to do this, that they really wanted to make it easy access for Knights of Columbus, okay? So instead of having these first degree, second degree, third degree, secret things where they need a team and all this stuff, they whittled all that down, and now it's a public, okay, installation, ceremonial, they call it, and it's just 30 minutes, and you get all 3 degrees right then. So if you're a knight already and you're not up to the third degree, next weekend, okay, at the conclusion of the 9:15 Mass, we're going to do that ceremonial. So that's, if you're a knight and you don't have all 3 degrees, you want to be a part of that. And as well as those who aren't knights, you'll also get all 3 degrees at the same time. So please, 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 guys, and here's where I'm going with this, is, you know, Jesus, or not Jesus, but in the first reading, we saw God speak to Abraham. He says, go forth from the land of your kinsfolk and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. So, okay, you're going to leave that comfort zone, all right, and you're going to go out for this awesome adventure. That's what this is all about. That's what we're called to do too. And we're called to do it collectively. He said, I will make you a great nation. Not a great person, Abraham, but a great nation, okay? So we're called to go out, to impact the world, to change the world, okay? To be a positive force in the world. And we need to do that together. So let's do it with prayer. Okay, so 54 days, 60,000 people growing, okay? Be a part of that. Guys, the Knights of Columbus has proved itself to be a mighty force in which you gather men together and collectively they make an amazing difference in the world. Supreme has told all Knights of Columbus councils that instead of doing your own thing, do what Father wants. Okay, they started that a few years ago. I was like, amen. Carl Anderson and Supreme said that. But here's what, Father will go to the Knights of Columbus, and this is so true. I go to the Knights of Columbus in our parish, and can you guys help me with that? Yes, sir. Can you help me over here? Yes, sir. I mean, it's amazing. It's just amazing. And so to be a part of that, and I always say too that the reason why my brothers and sisters are all practicing Catholics to this day is yes, they went to church on Sunday, but it was also because after they received God, they went out into the world collectively with amazing other families and made a difference. But our family was very close to all the families in our parish. And they did stuff together, and they'd come up with great ideas, and they had spaghetti dinners and pancake breakfasts. That was part of it. But all kinds of wonderful things they did together, and they truly impacted the world. And see, that resonated with us growing up as little spongy kids, right? Looking at this and going, okay, I get now why we go to church on Sunday. Okay? Remember the story here, the Transfiguration. Oh, they got to behold this. This was Peter and sons of thunder, you know, brought up to the high place. Remember last week we talked about living the high life, all right? And they beheld this. But what was Peter's knee-jerk reaction? We'll build 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. In other words, we'll just make this about coming to church. And Jesus kind of ignores them, and then they head down the mountain to change the world. See, we're called to that high life. And the two factors are in place there. One is, we need to listen. This is my beloved, I wanted to do it in this voice when I was doing the gospel. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him. Listen to Him. So, that we do need to take those times where we, in essence, go to the mountain of transfiguration, whatever that is in our lives, before the Blessed Sacrament, in our God caves, in our house, or whatever it is, walking in the park. we need to come to that place and listen to Him. Let him inspire us. I always tell people this, that, you know, when you use scripture passages in your prayer, it sparks something in your conversation. So one of them that comes from scripture is the words, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." I do that. I say that prayer, and it's all of a sudden, slow down, because all this stuff comes. Like, let's do this. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do what we're gonna do. All right. And so we gotta spend time listening to God. Okay. We need to do it through sacred scripture, through sacred tradition, through the inspired writings of the saints before us and the saints living among us. Amazing people who are writing amazing things. We got to be locked into truth and then listen in the sound of His voice in our hearts. Okay, so yes, we need to do that, but we can't stay there. Okay, we listen and we get our marching orders. We come down the mountain and we change the world. We change the world collectively. I will make you a great nation, not a great person, a great nation. Okay? And so please, let's spend this Lent doing a lot of listening, but also let's do a lot of acting from the inspiration that we receive. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.